Amen. God bless you, sister. Susan, appreciate this. I'm glad Brother Jimmy is doing as well as he is. Anyone else? All this week I felt like that I was going to be coming and preaching joy to the world. That's what I thought my sermon would be all week until we started driving here and got here to church. And actually, while on the way to church, I was listening to Rhonda and Linda in the back seat. They were talking. Brother David was talking to me. And out of all three conversations, I just about heard everything that they were saying. The Lord was talking to my heart. And He changed the message on the way here. And so, you pray for me. And then I open up and it says in the bulletin, if you didn't get one, it says, joy to the world, the Lord is come. And gives a whole psalm and everything about how this song was written back in 1719 by Isaac Watts and based on Psalm 98. And then the words down there, the joy to the world. And so all that got covered before I got here. And I'm glad that we serve an awesome God that lets us know when and what we should say, when we should say it. And so I ask you to pray for me, continue prayers. And I hope we never get to a place where at this church that we go through a formality and have everything lined out. Because if we get to that point, then we're leaving the best and most important element of every service that we have. And that's the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Never leave Him out. Never leave Him out. All hearts and minds ready to pray? Please pray for me. Anything else on your heart? If not, Brother David, come. We start the prayer today. Let us all pray.
Our most gracious
Father, in heaven, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day.
Thank you for your blessings from
us. Thank you for all your watch, care, and mercy.
We thank you for the joys of our hearts.
As we come before your presence today,
we just want to thank you, Lord, for all the powerful blessings you have bestowed upon us.
We thank you, God, for all the blessings, most of all for salvation.
For without salvation, we have nothing.
But God, with salvation, all things are possible.
Lord, so thankful that you gave salvation to the lost and dying world,
and that there would be hope when this life is over.
We pray for every home and family represented here today,
the ones that are not represented, the ones that couldn't be here,
the ones that chose not to come to worship you.
We just pray, Lord, that you watch from heaven and keep us safe.
We pray for the leadership of guidance.
And we pray in the Lord that there be kings that are not prepared to meet their God.
That this is the very day that you break their heart.
That they would speak to you and be saved before it's eternity too late.
Thank you, sweet Jesus,
for all your blessings. We thank you for answering prayers
and the prayers that you're going to answer.
We ask you to send comforting words of encouragement and spiritual healing to those who have lost loved ones, and those who are grieving,
and those of your Heavenly Father that are sick and afflicted,
and those that feel like maybe for the last time that they'll be together like we are today.
And truly, Lord, that is the case. For we'll never be assembled like this again.
There'll be some added, there'll be some taken away. But although, dear Lord, if you allow time to go on, that there will be a meeting place here, right in Nashville, Tennessee, of a little body of people that have come together today for no other purpose than to lift up the name of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world and worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Thank you again for all your blessings,
the blessings of family, friends, loved ones, and even those that are out in the street that we don't even know.
Thank you, God, and please supply their needs according to your riches and glory,
and we'll give you the thanks and the praise both now and forever, for it's in Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen.
It's 272.
Thank you.
278.
Of Numbers, it tells us in Numbers in 24 and 17, I believe it is. I read that this morning. I'll turn over there, just that one verse of Scripture. This is what it says. It says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheth. That's Numbers 24 and 17. So whenever you sing that song about Jesus and that light that shines, it says, I shall see him, but not now. I'm going to see him. Are you going to see him?
Amen.
We're all going to see him one of these days. It's not going to be today, but we're here today to celebrate the greatest birthday ever. Hannah and Hope sent us a little video yesterday. They sung Happy Birthday. And somebody said, well, who were they singing Happy Birthday? They were singing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Now, they're not even 2 years old, both of them twins. But their daddy's teaching them to sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. You know, As I said, as we were on our way here today, there's a verse of Scripture that came to me in Matthew chapter 2. And our lesson today, in Sunday school, we went from Matthew chapter 2, from verses 1 to 10. And I didn't even realize it, but on the next verse, that's the verse that the Lord laid upon my heart coming here today. And that's Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And let's notice that verse of Scripture today. And it says, "And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." Now, did you notice it didn't say they came to the stable? It says they came to the house. And when they come to the house, they come to the house to bring gifts. Now, I'm going to ask everybody a question today. And this is the question that God places on my heart. You're here in the Lord's house today. And this is the question. Think about it for just a moment. What gift did you bring Him today? What gift did you bring Him today? What gift did you bring today?
Love.
Love. Woo! I can't think of any better gift than Jesus today than love, can you? Exactly. That brings me to the next point. What can you give to somebody that owns everything? You ever try to pick out a gift for somebody that has it all? And basically, that's the only gift that you can give. And all they can do is come into his house and give him love. Even a child understands that. But we live in a world where people just don't understand what this really means. Jesus wants us to give him that love because you know why? God gave us love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The next verse says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it." And that's what people do every day. There's got to be one day where we try not to condemn anybody. He says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him and him only might be saved." That's why Jesus came. And so when I thought about some of these things that God placed upon our heart, I thought about what it says in Matthew chapter 1. And I'm going to try to get back to some of the other things that maybe you brought today. And I was praising God today and thanking God that He sent us a piano player today. Maybe you come to the church and you say, "Well, what can I give? What can I offer?" And then Sister Joyce, she comes right up here and she gave to the Lord. She gave the talent that God gave her to play the piano and sing these songs. Gave Brother Billy the talent to get up here and take up the collection. Gave Brother James the ability to get up and walk today and go around and take up the love offering for God's people and for people that are hurting and people that are having a hard time. And Brother Jimmy, he gets up here. He'll get up here and he'll say, "Well, I can't sing." But you know what he does? He tells us to turn to another verse of Scripture and we all join our voices together. they did that? Because it says in the book of Matthew, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. And you see why it's so important for us to always not lose sight of the most important person and the most important spirit of the most important thing that should happen in every service is the leadership of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. To let Him lead us and guide us. Why? Because He'll never lead you astray. He'll never lead you to false doctrine. And the Bible says He will lead us and He will guide us unto all truth.
Yeah.
I believe that with all my heart. So, this angel came to Joseph because he was troubled. Because, you see, he was marrying a woman that was already with a child. And in that day, if you got pregnant or what, like they take you up, they stone you. Just think of it. And Joseph would have went along with the Mosaic law and said, no, we just need to take Mary out there and let her stone her because she lied to me. She said she had never lain with a man. You see, she hadn't. Holy Spirit come upon this virgin and put a light in there. A light! That light that shines out of darkness of the light that was in the beginning. And when said, let there be light, and there wasn't even a sun, there wasn't even a star, there wasn't even a moon, and there was no light at all. But God said, let there be light, and there is light. Then He made all these other things. So you see, Jesus was there in the very beginning. And knew that man would transgress the law, knew that we would become sinners and sin. And so, you know what he did? He said, since I know that man is going to sin, I'm going to send myself to come down, put myself in this little lady called Mary, and when the time is right, I'm going to come forth into the world, and I'm going to offer myself a sacrifice, because I will be the only sacrifice that will be perfect. With His blood. And that's exactly what He did. So listen to what it says. After that angel comes to Joseph and said, Joseph, fear not, for take Mary, because that was in her, and that is in her, is of the Holy Ghost, and it's the Holy Child that will be born in Bethlehem of Judea in this time of year. And so the baby was born. And when the baby was born, it says, and she brought forth her son. And it says, and now shall call his name Jesus. And you know why they call him Jesus? For he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
So I have something I can bring to him today. Somebody said, well, we ought to bring love. You know what else we ought to bring to him? We ought to bring him our sins. Why? Because he paid the price for our sins. You say, you want to give a gift of sins? I'll tell you. No more humbling experience than for God to And Isaiah, one of the prophets, said this in the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah. This is what he said. He said this: "For unto us a child is born." Isn't that what Matthew said? "Unto us a son is given." And he said, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice." And he says, "From henceforth and even forever, the zeal of the Lord of the host will perform this." As the zeal of the Lord has performed it, and we just wait, anticipating the time when he will say, "Time shall be no more. Come home. Inherit the gifts that have been given." But the question today is, what am I going to give? What am I going to give him today? You say, "Well, Brother Spurgeon, you've given a song, you've given up your tithes, you've given up your offering." And a lot of people, you know what? They're satisfied with doing that. But is the Lord satisfied? Is the Lord satisfied with you today? Is the Lord satisfied with this message? Is the Lord satisfied with the length of the message? Is it too short? Is it too long? Is it too loud? Is it not loud enough? Why does he cry? Does he not cry? A lot of people, that we go around, we judge, and we do this, and we do that, and then just trying to find the perfect thing that to say or to do, even in the house of God. And I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to look deep within yourself and ask this question: what did I bring you today? Some people say, "Well, I just gave him a little time today. A little time that if you don't hurry up, I'm going to miss the lunch dinner or the time of my family or the time of this evening." All we have is, right, what if the Lord came back right now? Wow! That puts it into perspective, doesn't it? What if you were supposed to say or do something 5 minutes ago, you didn't do it, when all it was just to give him that one little gift. That one little gift. Maybe the gift of your presence today is all he required. And you've done that. Do you think that brings joy to him? Oh, it does. You see, there's a few things that we ought to bring to church every time that we come. And before we do that and look into that, I want you to look at what the prophet said. He said, "Now this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." What's that mean? It means, being interpreted, it is God with us. But you say, God's not with us. And, oh, yes, he is. You see, there's three things that you need to know about God. These are the three most important things that you should know about God. You know, the first thing, if you haven't learned anything today about God, these are three things that you need to learn about God. Before you can give God anything, you've got to know these things about God. First of all, God is omnipresent. Do you know what that means? Omni means all. Presence means he's everywhere at the same time.
Amen.
Okay. So if he's everywhere at the same time, do you mean he's here? Well, absolutely, he's here. He's right here. Well, he's still right there with you. And to some of us, maybe all of us, I hope so, he's made himself so present that he's even right there.
Amen.
I know that. Because when that young man lifted up his hand and says, "I can give love," that's the only way that I can truly give God love, is because he put that love in my heart. How do I know that that love is there? Well, it's going to take a lot of power to penetrate this old rugged heart. Just keep in mind, Christmas is at my house where I was raised up. Brother David and I, we have something very much in common. He's the oldest of four boys from somewhere. The oldest of four boys in a house. I don't know how my mother still survives. I really don't.
I'm telling you, if we weren't fighting and fussing, if we didn't draw blood,
even on Christmas, we didn't really have Christmas.
So if God can take an old sinner like me that's done so many things wrong. Sister Cindy, when we really think about it, all of our families have issues. All of us. It's not very far away. None of us. I come from a family where my mother was one of 14, 16 born. My granddad was a, you know what they call a sharecropper?
I mean, you really didn't own anything. And the only thing you got was you have to go out and plant tobacco, corn, and everything else. And you put them 14 kids to work, and they worked from sun up to sun down just to be able to give them enough beans to feed them and make it through winter. That was one side of the family. The other side of the family, my dad's side of the family, my aunts and uncles had been married multiple times with different people, and one woman, she lived by the tracks, and there would be men coming in and out all the time, and they lived on welfare and all this. That's my family! But God still loves every one of them. He does. And He's provided the same salvation for the richest person in the world, the Donald Trump or whoever. But Donald Trump's going to have to take advantage of it just like I had to the pauper or the poorest person that's ever existed on the face of the earth. He gave God to all.
Amen.
So that brings me up to the next attribute of God. He's omnipotent. That means He's all powerful. Where He can save the richest and He can save the poorest. He can save whoever is the biggest sinner on the earth or the one that thinks that they're not the biggest sinner on the earth, but really, in reality, in actuality, they probably are. And last thing, and I love this about God, because you know why? God knows more about me than I know about myself. And the word that described that is omniscient. In other words, He's all-knowing. He knows it all. He knows all about you. He knows about me. And if He knows everything about me, He knows whether or not my gift that I bring today is satisfying to Him. Now, how do I know if it satisfies Him? Last week, we talked about peace. This week, I want to talk about some of the gifts that I hope that He receives today by someone or some of us or all of us that are here today. These are some of the gifts that I want to give you, a list of gifts that you might consider giving today before that you leave this service. The first one is exactly right. It's love. I'm so thankful for this young man that came in, raised his hand, and said, I just want to give Him love today. And I'll tell you, you can't outlove God. You know why? Because the Bible says that God is love. I told you my sermon today, I thought all week I've been singing joy to the world. And if you look, if you even looked in the caption of the email that I sent out this week and requesting that we come together today, it just said joy to the world. And I said, that's what we need to do. We just need to bring joy to this service today. I can't bring the joy, but God, He brings joy in my heart. Peace. I'll tell you, one of the greatest gifts that you can give to God is long suffering. Why? Because God suffers long. You have never really experienced suffering like God suffered. Wow, we've never really experienced the suffering that Joseph and Mary suffered. How would you like to know that when your child's 2 years old and the angel says to come and take that baby and flee up to Egypt because there's a jealous king who's getting ready to come and kill every male child that's 2 years and younger, and that's exactly what they did. Women having their baby snatched right out of them. Away from them, I'm going to tell you, God's vengeance suffers because He could have put a stop to that
Then we get to that next point. If we could just come to our services every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, Sunday night, Wednesday even, and just be gentle. Gentleness. Oh, there's a song that says, God's gentle people. God's people are gentle. But there's some people that claim they know God. They're not too gentle. Maybe we could give the gift of goodness today. Isn't that what we tell our children? Oh, you better be good little girls and boys. We ought to tell it to ourselves. We ought to be good men and women. In church, everywhere. That's a gift to God. Faith. How do we bring your faith back to God? Well, we put our faith and trust in Him no matter what. He supplies our needs. That's why the Lord is my shepherd. Meekness. I wonder whose car that is. And the last one is temperance. And you'll find every one of them in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22-23. I guess that means this sermon is over.
We plan that.
And I hope everything is all right. Mr. Ed, we'll find out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Go check with her. There goes that. It sounds like everything's cool. But that's what God laid upon my heart coming here today. What gift do you bring Him today? I think it's a given that this is still His house. Isn't it?
Amen.
You see, one of the gifts that this community has, right in its own community, is the gift of a house of God. Where people can come in and worship God in spirit and in truth. Everything all right, honey?
Yeah, I'm
fine. All right. I appreciate it. I'd like to stand and sing. Come around and shake each one's hand. Appreciation for this year that we've already been blessed with, the year that's coming. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to come today and share with you what's on my heart. If there's any gifts that we can give, it is the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits that God gives us when we just try in the most humble way to give it back. He accepts that. Some people say, well, I thought He wanted to accept sacrifice. That's already been established. The Bible says that you know what He wants more than sacrifice? Because some people say, well, I've sacrificed a lot just to be able to get where I'm at today. Or I've sacrificed a lot so that others can get where they are today. But you know what He likes better than sacrifice? And this is scriptural. He says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Gospel, I usually get a 3-minute warning, 2.5. When he gets to 30 seconds, I can see him like this. It's time to quit. It's time to quit. And I'll take it right up to that because that's a gift from God. There's another gift. Y'all get all kinds of gifts today. I'm done. Let's say the English. I love you. I want to shake this young man's hand. Really, I appreciate you making that announcement. That was first on the list. Let's love one another.
Before we sing Brother Burden, I'd like to ask Sister Burden to come up. It's a little gift from the church. We love you and appreciate both of you.
Yeah. Thank you. Bless you, but you too.
It's all same 203. Shake hands. 203. Amazing grace.
These words. The Denton family, they told me they probably wouldn't be able to make it today. She's got family in Kentucky and other places. But they're okay. My sister Barbara's been sick this week, so I checked on them. And Beth was doing better when I called, so I'm glad that she's doing better. Anyone else?
I want to thank the Lord that He allowed me to be here today, and even more than that, that He was here today.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Jerry. Anyone else?
Thomas, thank the Lord for the power He gave us to
give life. Amen. He's listening, isn't He? Amen. And definitely, that power has to come from Him for us to love. Anybody else? Yes. Amen. On the 28th, he goes for some very invasive testing. On the 28th, Brother Jeff Denton was scheduled to already have it done, but he has to be well enough to take the test. So please do pray for him on the 28th. He'll be down right there at St. Thomas down at Midtown, where he's going to be having those tests. So please pray for him. Anything else in anyone's heart?
I'd like to say also, I'm proud of everybody to come today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for saving us.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Don. Amen. No service tonight, but we will start resuming services week after next. Next week is New Year's and New Year's Day, and so we won't have service next Sunday, but then after that, we've already got preachers that will be scheduled. Be praying about the bulletin. Sister Lisa felt impressed that she needed to give that up. Somebody, I feel like, is being impressed to do that, so just give that gift back to God. She's given her gift. You give your gift, whoever that might be. A lot of times when those gifts aren't given back, it defaults to the pastor, and he just has to bring it up and do it. And so I'm not opposed to that, but I'm sure that there's someone that has a talent that we want you to be able to utilize for God's glory and for His honor. And His Holy Spirit will lead you in that. And so be, as a church, let's be much in prayer for that. All hearts and minds in liberty.
I'm glad to be here today, and I'm glad my family came with me.
Amen. And I like your last name, because that's my mama's last maiden name, Patterson. I appreciate that. Anybody else? Bless you, Sister Patterson. Thank you for coming, and God bless you. And please be careful the rest of the day, and enjoy your family and your traditions and all the things that God has blessed us with. At this time, I'm going to ask Brother Jimmy if we would a prayer of benediction. We don't want to overwork him, but I always try to call on whoever the Lord places upon my heart. Brother Jimmy, it's today.
Father, we thank you once again for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for our church, each and every one that makes it up, Father. Most of all, we thank you for the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation.
Yes.
Pray, Father, that you go with us as we go our separate ways, and just lead us and guide us and help us let our light shine for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.